am a prophet in this.
Right,
in this
I understand.
Case. Let me give you a better example, perhaps an easier one to understand, at least. There are, when you look in the Bible, if you look at Isaiah, for instance, you'll notice that the style of writing changes from chapter to chapter. Now, those more skeptically inquiring theologians and scholars of the Bible will theorize that actually Isaiah is not one person, but many people, all written scribes or disciples or people or generations, all writing under the name Isaiah. Now, I've checked with that in other cultures, and it's also true in the Vedic scriptures of the Hindus that a famous writer, a lot of times, there's no way this man could have lived thousands of years and kept writing. So it's obviously, especially with the writing style in Sanskrit changing,
that it
was a common custom to do that. So to use a great prophet's name
and just carry it on.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted today to use Nostradamus' name, and there have actually been some people who've done it, not very well, but they do it. They're kind of edging up to that old tradition.
Okay, all right. Whether then these prophecies were Saint Malachi's or someone else writing under his name, the point is, as you point out, it was 80%.
Yeah,
accurate.
I can give you some examples of some of the things that happened. For instance, if you look at Pope Pius VI. Who was Pope from 1775 to 1799, just before the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Peregrinus Apostolicus, the Apostolic Wanderer in Latin. Now, what's amazing is that he had a medallion stamped for a special meeting with the Emperor of Austria, which had that motto stuck on it with his profile. For somebody in the 1590s to get that is pretty remarkable.
Well, what if he created the medallion based on the prediction? Possible?
Well, it is possible. It is possible also, for instance, another one, the angelic pastor, Pastor Angelicus, it came at the time of Pius XII, who was the World War II pope and also lived on to the late 50s. He made a documentary about his pontificacy called Pastor Angelicus. Now, was he a student of St. Malachi's prophecies, or did he just see himself as the angelic pastor and thus fulfill the prophecy? So let's go to one that doesn't, because that's a good point, George, that those are open to the possibility of self-fulfillment in prophecy.
Right.
And it's also a fact that in the disciplines in the West of Judeo-Christian disciplines of prophecy, there's a great effort to self-fulfill prophecy.
Sure. I mean, if somebody had said 25 years ago, George, you're going to end up being a radio talk show host and doing coast to coast, I may have steered my career directly into that direction.
Yes.
Because someone told me to.
And there is an aspect about prophecy that's what I coined in the book Messiah as a propaganda. You can persuade the future, if you have enough will and luck, to follow what you want it to be.
Absolutely.
But there are other kinds of prophecies that don't do that. For instance, that aren't open to that. Well, listen to this one. Number 104 in St. Malachi's list is called Religio Depopulata. It means religion depopulated or devastated. But this was the motto for Benedict the 15th, who became pope about a week into World War I and was pope until 1922. Now, when you look at the whole period of all these popes, there was never a time in the history of Christendom where so many Christians either died in war, disease, or were carried off in atheist totalitarian systems.
True.
And that all happened in his short term. You had 35 million Christians who died during World War I, and then also some more dying from the Spanish influenza, and then 200 million Christians in Russia who became atheists in the new Soviet Union. And literally, religio, which in this case used in Latin is assumed just to be the Christian religion, is the only religio there is, according to them, depopulated. That happened in his time. Also, another shocker is John Paul II, our current pope, who is number 110 in the list. He's called De Laboris Solis. De Laboris Solis, it means the sun's eclipse of the sun's labor.
What does that mean?
He's the only pope in the 112 mention that was born on a total eclipse.
Ah, and they got that right.
That's right. And you can't You can't decide to be born on a total eclipse.
No. You can't plan that.
Of Dom Weon's manuscript.
Your mom might plan that, but you can't.
Yeah. So you see, these are the kind of amazing hits that, or you have like Flos Florum for Paul VI. That's his heraldry, a flower among flowers. The Montini coat of arms has a fleur-de-lis set in front of two fleur-de-lis, flower of flowers.
All right, making the assumption then that we're dealing with a very high probability here of accuracy of these predictions, what's the significance of the fact that there are only going to be a few more popes left after John Paul passes on?
Well, one of two possibilities, that St. Malachi, or the person writing under his name, was well-versed in over 1,000 years of build-up to what is called in the Catholic faith the Great Chastisement Prophecies, which is another way in layman's terms to say that the doomsday or Armageddon or the advent of Jesus Christ is seen in the Catholic point of view is slightly different than the one more popularly described by the Protestant evangelical point of view of La Haye and Left Behind and all of that.
Right.
There are different views and takes between Catholics and Protestants about how the tribulation, the chastisement times will be.
But they both agree on the tribulation.
Yes.
Right.
But of course, you know, one looks at the other as the false religion that's seduced by the Antichrist, and also you will find some Catholics believe that a false pope will surface.
What's your definition of a false pope? What's
well,
that?
Well, that would be one who's actually the false prophet of the Antichrist in the guise of the pope.
Okay.
Now, that is a tradition that's of name-calling that's been around since there have been popes.
Would you consider that a long shot, John?
Well, I consider one interpretation is that after the 112th pope, if there are any popes after that, one interpretation is that they're all false.
Yeah.
The other, more positive interpretation, is that one of the seers that was a near contemporary of St. Malachi, Joachino di Fiore, might end up being correct in his view of the future, that the Christian evolution of Christian understanding goes through a Holy Trinity, each member of the Trinity of time lasting 2,000 years.
Because it is possible that when you say only two more popes, maybe the entire religion changes.
Yes. Well, it's usually, one would logically think from past experiences of end time ages coming and going, because it's not the first time. I mean, there are a number of traditions in native and aboriginal traditions around the world that share a view that that the world has been destroyed four times and reborn, and many of them share the same view that the last time we went through this, it was the flood.
And you know what? We can't argue that, because we weren't here. We're basing it on old texts, and it's very possible these events occurred and did exactly as you have just said.
Well, there are so many ancient stories. I know that John Berlitz in his 1999 book did a wonderful collection of all the different flood stories. Now, was this a sudden meltdown of the Ice Age? Who knows? But their flood stories are there from all over the world.
Absolutely fascinating. Stay with us. John Hogue, our guest. We'll talk a little bit more about the apocalypse. And what does this all mean if there are only two more popes after John Paul II? And who will that next pope be? Because it's very possible that there's a code name for the next